All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Oh, excuse me. What if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the field of four is set for this year's college football playoff, as it was announced yesterday that it will be Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and Oklahoma. And if some of these names sound familiar, Alabama, Clemson, and Oklahoma were all in the college football playoff last year, while in the case of Alabama and Clemson, they have been in a field of four every single year that this tournament has been established. Now, Alabama and Oklahoma will meet in the Orange Bowl, while Clemson and Notre Dame will meet in the Cotton Bowl. And the one good thing about this field of four, only one loss between these three teams. And of course, we saw Ohio State and Georgia barely miss out as far as their bids went to get into the college football playoff. But the bottom line is the committee got it right, because not only is it all about putting the four best teams on display, but on top of that, it is, you know, we've seen it for years where, you know, you might have one team that gets left out of the conversation that had a that had a legit beef as far as not getting the national title. We saw this for years where we had multiple teams go undefeated and they did not play due to the contractual obligations of their respective conferences towards certain bowl games. We then had the BCS system, and of course, you go back to 2004 where USC, Oklahoma, and Auburn all finished the regular season undefeated, but Auburn did not get a crack at the national championship. This time around, that is not the case. Alabama went undefeated and won the SEC. Clemson went undefeated and won the ACC. Notre Dame went undefeated. And then, of course, in the case of the Fighting Irish, they're a football independent, so they don't have a conference affiliation. And then Oklahoma came and won the Big 12 championship. So all four of these teams had legit reasons. In the case of Georgia, they lost two games. They were blown out by LSU earlier this season. And then they lost that heartbreaker this past Saturday in Atlanta versus the Alabama Crimson Tide in the SEC championship game. And there was some there were some people who thought that Georgia still deserved to be in the playoff. But the bottom line is Oklahoma looked better right now. And, you know, they got the slight edge over Georgia. And you know what? It's very hard to argue that. In the case of Ohio State, they only had one loss. But that was a tough loss earlier this season as they got blown out by Purdue. And there went their chances, in spite of the fact that Ohio State was able to win the Big Ten, including dominating Michigan in their regular season finale. And in the case of Ohio State, it's the second straight year where a questionable loss on their part kept them out of the college football playoff. Last year, they got blown out by Iowa. This year, they got blown out by Purdue. And guess what? That cost them their shot to get to the college football playoffs. So the bottom line is the committee got it right, because these are the four best teams in the nation. And they're going to get it on just before 2018 finishes. And then, of course, they're going to have the national championship game on the 7th of January. So the bottom line is the four best teams are in this field of four. And more importantly, the most deserving team will be crowned national champions. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still Contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at DLineTaxBooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds Off Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.